shouts of space.
Welcome to another episode of Rational Face. I'm Mike Barker. I'm with my brother, Paul Barker. And we are with the amazing Geraldine Hasselpool. Can I get some harmony, Paul?
Suck it.
Modest is modest. Okay, so...
I don't even know what just happened. I feel like you both just had a seizure.
Geraldine, just let it happen.
Just let it happen, Geraldine. It's going to happen. Don't try to resist it. Don't try to resist the dark meat. Okay, here we go. So,
Lamanites.
So this thing came across my Facebook feed. People were linking to the Salt Lake Tribune article by the one and only Peggy Fletcher Stack about Mormon women's group meets with LDS Church PR officials. What does this mean?
So are you familiar with the Facebook group Mormon Women Stand? It was founded by Catherine Skaggs, who is the woman who writes the well-behaved Mormon woman blog.
Oh.
Yeah. So she founded this Facebook group. Is it an open group? Must be. Anyway, she somehow got an invitation to have a video chat with Jett Moody from the church PR. And several of the women participated, all the admins, I think, of the Mormon Women Stand Facebook group participated. And at some point, Michael, what is it, Otterstrom?
Mm-hmm.
He came in to visit with them too. And they were also very excited. That's what happened. So you know that Catherine Skaggs is the woman that also wrote the Frozen and its gay agenda.
And then I was told that she worked for the church somehow, and then after that she moved on.
She was doing church social media for conference and broadcasts.
Uh-huh.
And after she posted that blog, she said that they'd parted ways. But maybe they'd parted ways so that she could start this Facebook group. I don't even know.
So essentially what has happened is this, quote, Mormon women's group, close quote, I'm doing air quotes, by the way, is actually not a more progressive or liberal women's group, but it's one that's more traditional believing.
Yes.
So this makes it sound like women's voices, alternate voices, or women's voices that have concerns, actually they were being listened to, but they actually weren't.
No. Well, and Catherine Skaggs posted on her page, one of the women that participated, Katie Bickman White, said, "It was such a special opportunity. I left the meeting with the firm knowledge that the Lord loves his daughters and cares that we all feel his profound, matchless love, both at church and during our day-to-day lives." And Catherine responded, "Oh, Katie, that same impression has been lingering with me all afternoon into this evening. The Lord loves and cares about his daughters. It almost makes me want to shout it from the rooftops that if you are feeling differently, you are listening to a contradictory spirit, not the Lord."
Yep.
And that says, and then she says, "I am determined to turn away from any voice that even for a minute intends to undermine the Lord's prophets and his church in any way."
Oh.
So that was, yeah. And I think the problem is, you know, the church released that statement at the end of March saying that they were having conversations with women, ongoing conversations with women. But if they're having conversations with women who feel loved and respected by the church, then those conversations are worthless. And I know that there's women out there who would love to talk about their issues and feel validated and feel loved.
Hmm.
And they get ignored.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the women with ordained women or Mormon feminists. It can just be the single woman in your ward who's trying so desperately to hold on to her testimony but feels completely marginalized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's...
Oh.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No, so, yeah, it was kind of... It was almost... It's kind of duplicitous.
Yeah.
I think, right? And they're kind of equivocating on the term Mormon women's group, right? Because people that are, let's say, internet Mormons, or even Mormons that sit in the pews with us, when you say a Mormon women's group, you immediately think a feminist group. I think that's what we would all automatically think, right? But this is the complete opposite of that.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, this is a group that continually tears down feminist women's groups, feminist Mormon women's groups.
Hmm.
And in fact, when women go to the page Mormon Women Stand, when you know my feminist friends and such will go there and try to offer a contradictory opinion,
mm-hmm.
they're blocked from the page and not allowed to contribute to that conversation at all.
Mm. So it's an echo chamber.
It's a complete echo chamber.
And that's what the church PR department has done here too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, it sounds almost dishonest.
Yeah. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. It just makes you. It makes women like me feel that nobody cares. I shouldn't say nobody cares. That Salt Lake doesn't care.
Yeah.
If I don't fit into that mold,
yeah.
and I don't. They don't want to hear from me.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's causing a lot of pain.
Well, that sucks.
And it came from the woman who compared Frozen to, you know, who said that Frozen was a gay agenda.
Exactly,
and used some incredibly homophobic language and has done nothing but tear down gays and feminists for years now.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Well, that's a downer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wah-wah.
Wah-wah. Well, Kathy wants to watch, we like to call it funny shows, and we have a selection on our DVR. I think right now we're on a Modern Family kick.
Oh.
And so I'm going to leave now to watch Modern Family with Kathy.
All right. Careful. You should also...
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Oh, they have a gay agenda too, so watch out.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I love the two gay guys in there. Dude, so freaking funny. Oh,
man, and you should watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes, we do.
And New Girl, are you watching New Girl?
I tried New Girl. Kathy still DVRs it, but I just don't watch it. I couldn't get into it.
Oh well.
But we watched Broad City, which is pretty funny.
I haven't seen that.
Do you watch it, Paul?
Well, I think it's done for the season, right?
Did you try it though? I told you to watch it.
Oh yeah, I watched like 5 episodes, man. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna have to check it out. I don't even know what's going on.
It's pretty funny, Sister Pool.
Let's just say.
Right.
Let's just end on this. Nature's
pocket. Nature's pocket.
Okay.
Into that, we'll see.
Yeah, and that has been another episode of Rational Face.
Yes.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye bye.